Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, we all know that feeling. Your child has a sore throat, and you go to check if they have a fever. You look in their throat, and what are you looking for? Oh, wait, these little white dots, which as a parent, you really don't know if you're seeing the little white dots or not. And then you wonder if their stomach hurts. And right away, if they say they've got a stomach ache, off to the doctor you go thinking they have strep throat. So really, what do you do about strep throat, and how do we know if that's what it is? Welcome to the show, Dr. Shawn Ralston. She is the section chief of inpatient pediatrics at Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. So strep throat, pretty common. The one thing I like, Dr. Ralston, about strep throat, if there's anything to like about it as a parent, it's that if they are actually diagnosed with it, they get on antibiotics, and I swear to God, it's one day later they feel better.
Yes, certainly most strep throat will resolve relatively quickly. Strep throat is an infection with a bacteria that's known as group A strep or Streptococcus pyogenes. And certainly children tend to recover quickly from strep throat.
So what is the cause of strep throat? Because it's a bacteria, then you all treat it with antibiotics. What is the cause of it?
Well, it's kind of interesting because we treat strep throat really to prevent a single complication, which is rheumatic fever. You know, so rheumatic fever actually isn't an infection. The body's immune response to having had an infection with strep. So it's a common conception that we treat strep throat, you know, to resolve the infection, but we actually treat it to prevent rheumatic fever. The infection itself almost always would resolve without antibiotics. You know, before antibiotics, strep throat didn't kill anyone. Very rarely it might cause an abscess of the tonsils. But in general, it's a relatively mild infection that most people get over, even if they don't take antibiotics. Well, the antibiotics may resolve the infection quicker, but we treat it because if the infection goes on untreated, then people are much more likely to develop the complication of rheumatic fever.
Dr. Ralston, I remember I'm the youngest of six kids, and I remember if one of us got strep throat, we all went on antibiotics, and then we all had our tonsils out after getting it a few times. Do they still do that anymore?
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. Your tonsils turn out to be a good thing most of the time, and we do our best to try to keep our tonsils. You know, the tonsils, you know, begin to grow, you know, after about 1 to 2 years of age, and they sort of, you know, enlarge all during the school years, and then they begin to recede, you know, in size once you reach adulthood. But you know, you can think about why that might be. You know, that's the time that you're most likely to be exposed to bacterial infections and viral infections, and your tonsils are like the body's safety net. You know, they're the first stop for anything entering the body through the nose and the mouth, and they can actually you know, keep you from getting a more severe or systemic illness. So tonsils are a good thing. You have to have multiple infections with strep before you would qualify for a recommended tonsillectomy these days. And we really do our best to try to keep the tonsils if we can.
Well, we know that the intense sore throat, you know, is usually pretty bad. Your kids have trouble swallowing. Are we really supposed to be looking for the white dots I mentioned in the intro? Because every parent I know does this. They take a little flashlight and look in there.
Well, it's funny because I think you did a good job of saying, well, you know, we're looking for the white dots or the exudate is what we call it, and as well as the stomach ache and the fever. Those are definitely things we look for in strep throat. You can also see some little red dots, you know, on the top of the mouth, which are known as petechiae, that often go along with strep throat. But the headache and the stomach ache and the fever and the exudate are fairly classic. Although, to make the diagnosis, we really have to do a culture, you know, because
the kids love those too.
So many other things look like strep that we can't. What we've found from medical studies is that our ability to diagnose a bacterial infection, i.e., strep throat, versus a viral infection, is about the same as the flip of a coin. You know, that's how bad we are at being able to look in your throat and tell you if you have strep throat.
Well, I know that they just hate when you guys stick that very long stick down their throat and they have to gag. Oh, my gosh, that's one of the worst things. So now, first of all, when they are diagnosed, it takes approximately how long for that strep culture to come in? And if you do say it's positive, how long do we have to keep our children home from school?
Yes, so we have two versions of testing. One is a rapid test, which can come back, you know, in 15 to 20 minutes in some settings. And the other one is the culture, which confirms that the rapid test was correct, and that takes about 24 hours. Most schools would like you to keep the child home until they've been on antibiotics for 24 hours or 24-hour fever-free. We do know that strep throat is contagious with close contact, and so the school's primary concern is to not spread the illness.
Is it airborne?
No, it's not.
Okay, so sneezing or coughing, it's got to be something from them. It's just not an airborne bacteria that, you know, if they're coughing or if they sneeze, they're not going to transmit strep throat.
Well, if they sneeze, unfortunately, they may generate large droplets, and so a large droplet could be contaminated, but typically it's not. You know, there are very few true airborne infections. You know, chickenpox is one that we think of, you know, that are super contagious. You know, if just walk into the room and, you know, we can find chickenpox virus. But strep throat requires fairly significant close contact, drinking after someone, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, and we mentioned the stomach ache before. What causes that? We don't have a lot of time, and I still have a few questions, but what causes the stomach ache?
Yeah, I don't think we know, you know, and I don't think we know what causes the headache. You know, it's one of those things where it could be the fever. You know, many children complain of a headache and stomach ache when they run a fever, or it could be something specific to the actual infection, but I don't think we really know.
And what about gargling with warm salt water? What do we do for the sore throat?
You know, gargling with warm salt water actually works, and that's been established in clinical trials even. So it's one of the more effective.
My mother
things.
Used to do that. You know, 40 mm-hmm. years ago we had to do that. So
and
that's
if
one
you
of those
can get your
that's
child
stuck
to
around.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Kids don't want to do that, and it doesn't taste. But it works, right? It helps with the sore throat.
Absolutely. It does work.
Okay, so better than maybe giving them Tylenol. Now, should we be doing Tylenol or Motrin throughout the antibiotic course, or if they're that for that stomach ache, for the headaches, for, you know, any fever and the sore throat, can we be giving them over-the-counter pain relievers?
You know, over-the-counter pain relievers are a good option. Ibuprofen or acetaminophen, certainly either one is a good option. And we just would say to use it only when the child is having discomfort. Again, fever is the body's friend to some degree. It helps us fight off an infection. And so if the fever isn't causing the child any pain, we don't recommend that you treat it. But usually with strep throat, there's pretty significant sore throat, and over-the-counter pain relievers work very well.
Wrap it up for us, if you would, Dr. Ralston, 30 seconds. Strep throat, what you want parents to know.
I think that parents should certainly be vigilant for signs of strep throat because they can seek treatment for it. However, most sore throats are actually viral. You know? And so if there's a cough or if there's a nasal congestion, it's almost always not strep throat. You know, it's you can save yourself a trip to the doctor.
Okay, so good advice on strep throat. If you suspect, if you see the white dots or little red dots, if they've got a stomach ache, maybe a fever, a burning sore throat, maybe a headache, time to, you know, toddle them off to the doctor for that lovely little strep culture to find out if that's what they have. So parents, consult your pediatrician if you have any questions or if you feel that it might be strep throat. Keeping them home from school for 24 hours while they're on antibiotics is also generally recommended. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.